This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado House Republicans remain divided over who should be the next speaker. Representatives Lauren Boebert and Doug Lamborn voted for Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan today. Meanwhile, Ken Buck voted for Tom Emmer again. Jordan lost support during his second attempt. He plans to make a third try at the gavel tomorrow. Buck says it's unlikely for Jordan to get his support. Traffic on Interstate 25 is open southbound again after a train derailment and deadly bridge collapse closed the road Sunday. Governor Jared Polis visited the site today. He says federal officials gathered drone footage to help expedite their investigation.
This is a terrible tragedy, but I want to thank our partners, both the railroad and the federal government, for working with us to minimize the disruption to Colorado motorists, to interstate commerce.
Officials say the northbound lanes should reopen sometime tomorrow, although there may be reduced speeds. Intermittent closures are anticipated when the bridge replacement begins. Voters in Teller County may receive a new ballot in the mail. Around 15,000 incorrect ballots were sent out. That's of nearly 22,000 registered voters. According to the Secretary of State's office, the clerk in Teller County notified the state of the error and attributed it to the ballot printing and mailing vendor. There are a number of races in play for the November election, including school districts and seats in both Cripple Creek and Victor. Election day is on November 7th. You're listening to CPR News. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Wednesday. More news at CPR.org. It is 5:06.